You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The immigration issue gets even louder. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That protest outside a facility in Texas housing children separated from parents detained for entering the U.S. illegally. Some Democratic lawmakers visited there and a facility in New Jersey, and some Republicans joined them opposing the policy. Senator Susan Collins told CBS,
"It is inconsistent with our American values to separate these children from their parents."
But President Trump blames Democrats following a policy he says they created. They deny that. At least five people are dead in South Texas after an SUV crammed with a dozen suspected illegal immigrants crashed while being chased by Border Patrol. The Justice Department's Inspector General, who put out that report on the Hillary Clinton investigation, testifies at the Senate later today. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The IG report found that anti-Trump text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI attorney Lisa Page potentially indicated or created the appearance that investigative decisions were impacted by bias or improper considerations. Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
How much did he infect that probe with his own very, very extreme positions? I don't know, but I sure want to find out.
FBI Director Chris Wray, who said that nothing in the report impugns the integrity of the FBI, is expected to face some tough questions during the hearing. Dave?
John, an earthquake shook up Japan, killing at least three people in Osaka, including a schoolgirl hit by a falling concrete wall. More than 300 others were injured. Gunfire in a Walmart in Tumwater, Washington. A man was shot and a teenage girl injured in carjacking attempts yesterday. Then an armed bystander shot the gunman, killing him.
He is a hero. I mean, he was carrying a concealed weapon, which was great. I mean, it's totally legal.
This is Fox News, fair and balanced. The shooting that rocked an arts festival in New Jersey over the weekend is being called gang-related. One of the gunmen remains in critical condition. 22 others were injured. 17 of them were shot, including a teenage boy.
A continuing investigation revealed it was, as Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofre put it, a neighborhood beef between gangs that tragically escalated. He also said a weapon recovered shows the arms these individuals carry.
A handgun with an extended capacity magazine, meaning that it contained more ammunition than is permitted under New Jersey law.
The gunman killed, Tahij Wells, was recently released from prison on parole for homicide. Another man, Amir Armstrong, is being held on a weapons charge. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There may be a sell-off on Wall Street to start the week. Dow futures are now down more than 200 points. At soccer's World Cup, Sweden versus South Korea is just getting underway the day after an upset that shook Mexico.
Mexico's 1-0 win over reigning world champions Germany was a huge shock, and fans celebrated hard in Mexico City. So much so that they may have caused a small earthquake. Geological monitors saying when star player Irving Lozano scored the winning goal, sensors registered tremors at two sites in the capital city, as thousands of fans watching on a giant outdoor screen jumped up and down. Tremors described as an artificial quake. Simon Owen, Fox News.
In other matches, Croatia shut out Costa Rica, Brazil and Switzerland tied. Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open for the second year in a row at a course in New York some golfers complained was made too difficult. No one finished under par. Koepka was the winner at one over. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our local news on this Monday morning brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A public meeting is planned for today so the Illinois EPA can update developments with the Mahomet Aquifer. WCIA says the EPA will unveil a new 3D model of the subsurface beneath the aquifer. The meeting is in the Mahomet Seymour High School auditorium. Road closure to tell you about. West Oregon Street will be closed to through traffic between South Matthews Avenue and South Goodwin Avenue. This goes until 4 p.m. on Friday, June 29th. This is for a sanitary and storm sewer improvements done by A&R Services. Illinois has a new specialty license plate for a good cause. The Illinois News Network says the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter has introduced the specialty plate. The Purple End Alzheimer's plate will help raise dementia awareness and money to support those affected by the illness. It is the first specialty plate in the country to support the Alzheimer's Association. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at Let'sMakeItAHabit.com.
Check your weather, brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com.
Looking good, CBJ. And there goes my weather forecast.
Have you got the 92 for today. Okay. It's going to be not quite as hot as over the weekend when I was caddy for Christian at the U of I.
Oh, boy.
94 today, 89 tomorrow, 83 Wednesday, 81, 82 the rest of the week. So
and
moderating.
And there's a slight chance of showers, I see. A 50% chance of rain by Wednesday. 76 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alan Sachs, professor, political science, University of Texas at Arlington. Professor, how in the heck are you?
It's 150 degrees here.
Yeah, I bet so. It's
maybe
warm
200.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Okay, so the IG report talking about enormous bias inside the FBI. Mr. Strzok, who was texting his lover over and over, said, we'll stop him. That sounds like a coup to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to me, too.
Bias or improper considerations. Heck, yeah, there was bias and improper considerations. These are the people running the Hillary email stuff.
But they refused to actually come out and say political bias. But, you know, if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
You know,
but evidently, it's not a duck this time. But they're going to interview Mr. Hurwitz, who is the inspector general, I think tomorrow, before a Senate committee.
I think he's up today.
Is he up today?
I think so.
That's good.
They're ready to go.
I don't know if they're
going
to find out anything. These hearings are very dramatic sometimes, but they rarely lead to anything very, very specific.
Well, obviously, there are some improper things going on. I mean, when Bob Mueller hires 15 out of 16 Hillary contributors, I don't even know how that happens. They know people look at everything.
You know, it is just, it's ridiculous what's going on. There's a question about that. But I think that the country is so divided that the old joke about don't confuse me with the evidence, I've made up my mind, is really true. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. People have made up their minds, and they don't like Donald Trump, and that's about it, all that you can say about it. The animosity toward Donald Trump is so astounding. A lot of people have been remarking on this, but it still amazes me. Whenever I hear the name Robert De Niro, I keep thinking, how in the world, you know, he has a right to say whatever he wants to say, but when he said that, I think, about a week ago to an audience, and they applauded.
No, I
can't even begin to talk about what he said in front of the audience.
All 200 of them. I mean, there's a very small core that feel like that in Hollywood, but you can't feel any other way in Hollywood or you won't get any work.
That's probably true.
Yeah, okay.
What is it about sometimes the university community, the entertainment community, that makes them this way? There is a certain mindset, and I think it has to be nourished over many, many years to get to that particular position, but it's outrageous when you think about it. I'm really scared about free speech in this country and about the intense negativity that is going on.
Well, what's changed, I think, in the last 5 to 10 years is now you can't even espouse a different view without having windows broken and people intimidate you that they're going to bodily harm you.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it comes from students and as well as some professors, but the students are the ones that have really caught on to this. And you know what it sounds like? I'm going back in history. During the Chinese Cultural Revolution, as some people might remember, it was the students that became more fanatical and dragged professors out and intimidated everybody. Some of that is actually going on college campuses in the United States as well. So it's rather frightening, the scene that we see today.
Okay. By the way, 44% of millennials believe in socialism. That's just poor education, isn't it?
It's poor everything. You want to say, go to Venezuela, go to Cuba, go to any one of these countries that is failing dramatically. Go to South Africa. South Africa is melting, but the media, for some reason, just doesn't want to report on it too much. I don't know if it's socialism that's causing the problem in South Africa. Very high crime rate. In fact, they're thinking about taking away land from white farmers, the very same thing that happened in Zimbabwe some years ago, and the country literally melted. So there's real problems around the world with how these governments are being run, and most of the students don't know about it or don't care about it.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. Latest news on immigration, parents being separated from children, a real hot button. Why doesn't Congress write some law and pass the law?
I think that tomorrow they are going to take up some immigration bills, and I think one of them has a chance of passing, and maybe it'll take care of all this. But, you know, people don't understand history. When a lot of people talk about immigration and we stop people at the border, they say, that isn't us. That isn't what America's all about. The answer is, yes, it is what America's all about. Our immigration history has had severe ups and downs. When people came into Ellis Island in New York City Harbor many, many years ago, some were my relatives, and they came in. Some were turned away. If they had a certain disease, they were put right back on a ship and sent back where they came from. So this issue about we're turning away people at the border, aren't we heartless and cruel? This has been part of our immigration policy for years, and many of them were turned away because of diseases. There was a certain eye disease. I don't know the exact name of it. But if you had that eye disease coming from parts of Europe, you would just put back on a ship and send back. Tuberculosis. So many of the refugees, and many of them were refugees, coming to this country on ships, were just sent back, just turned around and sent back on a ship. So it's always been very, very tough. But this country has still been a beacon of hope for a lot of people. But our immigration policy has had severe ups and downs. Sometimes no immigrants were allowed whatsoever into this country. Other times we had a quota system. So it's gone in different directions. But people do not know our immigration history. If we just opened our gates, I literally believe there'd be millions of people coming in here from parts of the Middle East and from South and Central America. By the way, in Europe, they're having a huge immigrant problem lot of people know.
I mean, Alan, what happens to a country if you are selective as to which laws you choose to follow?
That's right. It is changing. In Europe, they have finally woken up and said, what is happening to the country?
Yeah.
But I think it's too late. Austria, Hungary, Denmark have all gotten a lot tougher with their immigration laws and how they are treating the people that are already there and the cultural disruptions that are happening in some of these places. But it still is too late, and I think that the needle is sort of stuck on the clock. But even Germany is undergoing a big crisis now. Angela Merkel's government, some people have argued, may indeed come apart because of this immigration crisis. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Angela Merkel is still there. And she is the cause of much of the immigration problem in Europe. And I have a strange idea about this, which I've borrowed from other people, is that the reason why we think this way is that in Europe, they're trying to atone for the Holocaust. And by the way, they do have a lot to atone for. The irony of it is that Jews are being accosted in many countries in Europe by the new immigrants coming over, mostly from Muslim countries.
Yeah.
And in America, we're trying to atone for segregation, and we have something to atone for there. But these atonements have gone in very different and bizarre directions.
Professor, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's always appreciated.
That's Professor Alan Saxe, S-A-X-E, University of Texas at Arlington Political Science Professor. We like talking to him on Mondays. Feel free to text in what you think. 359-2255, 359-2255. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey with our sports headlines.
And Stevie, I know for Father's Day, we had sent somebody with four tickets to check out that game yesterday, and he was a Cardinal fan. I hope we hear back from him.
Butch, what'd you think?
Yeah, what a game.
Yeah, it was a good game for, obviously, the Cardinals. The Cubs had dominated the first two.
That's right. So preventing a sweep, St. Louis Cardinals win 5-0 over the Cubs. On ESPN 93.5, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
John, the Cardinal pitching last night was excellent.
Was it ever, Mike, when you consider that in the first two games of the series, the Cubs outscored the Cardinals 19-8 and outhit the Redbirds 24-18. But last night, five Cardinal pitchers held the Cubs to only four hits and no runs. Reliever John Brebbia came on for the starter Jack Flaherty. Brebbia picked up his first Major League win. The Cardinals salvaged a game in the three-game series, 5-0.
5-0. They had 10 hits in the game, and it was another sellout. 46,214 paid to see it. It was the eighth sellout of the year for the Cardinals, the third in a row in this three-game series with the Cubs. Cardinals win at 5-0 on the air tonight with the Phillies at 5-10.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
So the St. Louis Cardinals have Philadelphia, who beat Milwaukee yesterday 10-9.
Yep.
So Philadelphia could be tired. And
maybe. I don't know.
And, of course, St. Louis is four games back. Cubs are a half game back. Milwaukee on top. So the Cubs will host the L.A. Dodgers. You'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9 just after 7 tonight. Detroit has their five-game winning streak continue. 3-1 winners over the Chicago White Sox, who will face Cleveland this evening. We have World Cup action happening. Mexico over Germany, 1-0. Serbia over Costa Rica, 1-0. Brazil and Switzerland tied at 1 apiece. Brooks Koepka, 2-under-68, to win his second consecutive U.S. Open. That hasn't happened since Curtis Strange in 89.
Yep, and Phil Mickelson. Let me talk about Phil coming up after the Fox Business Minute.
Derek Meinhardt here in town with his third title.
Yeah, Derek Meinhardt wins the U of I Open. And how about your Illini, Dylan Meyer, Steve Stricker?
That's right.
That's Dylan's first paycheck, $122,000.
Not bad.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
A heat advisory until 7 with a high of 93. Could get up to 103. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in tomorrow's forecast. High 91, low 71. 84 the high on Wednesday with a 50% shot at showers. We're at 76 now with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Yes, I'll talk about the Phil Mickelson, having been around golf for a while, I do have thoughts. The ball was rolling. Phil hit it while it was rolling to prevent it from going all the way down the hill. That next.
From the
Fox Business Network. BJ's Wholesale Club is getting ready to go public. It plans to offer 37.5 million shares priced at $15 to $17. Sprint and T-Mobile are filing an application with the FCC today, formally asking for approval to merge. They agreed to a $26 billion all-stock deal back in April. They say it'll help them to build a state-of-the-art 5G network. A federal judge last week cleared AT&T's merger with Time Warner. The biotech billionaire who purchased the Los Angeles Times officially takes over the paper today. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong is taking over the Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, OI, and some community newspapers. It will be called California News Group. The Dow dropped 84 on Friday. The NASDAQ was down 14, and the S&P lost 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, this is one of the greatest days in the history of humans. My wife Janet has a birthday. And it was 1984 when I met her. And I said to her, why is Philo's zip code on your license? Oh, it was actually U of I ID. And she said, that's not Philo's zip code, that's my birthday. I said, no, it's Philo's zip code.
Well, it was meant to be.
How about that? Oh, she's, how do I describe my wife? I mean, I can't tell. I loved her when I married her, but then going through the children and two pregnancies and four kids, I can't tell you the amount of respect I have for my wife.
Happy birthday, Janet.
I cannot tell you how much stronger she is than me. Her little baby finger has more strength than my whole body. I'm telling you, it's remarkable.
Well, I remember when she turned 40 and you arranged, I think, a surprise party.
It was, and you were there.
I did the karaoke version of You Raised Me Up from Josh Groban, and you sang it to her around the birthday cake, and then that song has been such an impact on our
Isn't that amazing? There's irony, and I didn't even realize it.
Is that right? I thought about that.
I had never thought of that.
Of course, I'm a DJ, so I think about what about music stuff.
I sang to Janet that song. Diane was at the board there, and so I sang that to You Raised Me Up for Janet, and then Grace is taking that song to Miss America.
That's right.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, love you, honey. Happy birthday.
And my husband is coming up on Wednesday then.
Well, happy birthday this Wednesday.
First day of summer for Mike Anderson.
Yep, It's unbelievable.
We've got some good spouses.
Yeah, we really, really do. Thank God. Okay, here we go. Phil Mickelson, 13th hole, Saturday's round when, okay, the golf course is pretty ridiculous, but it was ridiculous. Well, probably pretty ridiculous for everybody in the afternoon. Morning guys got to wait. And that's the way golf is.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's easier in the morning, harder in the afternoon. Sometimes it's harder in the morning, easier in the afternoon. That's the way golf is. It's some of it is just luck of the draw. So here is Phil. Putting the ball, goes past, now he's going to run and hit it while it's still rolling because it's going to go all the way off the green. He's running. Oh no, the people say, as he hits it back, much like you do in putt-putt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he marks the ball.
I heard someone say, why do you do that?
No, he did it. Now listen, he's taken, he misses a bunch of them, then I think he takes an 8, and then there's a 2-shot penalty.
Okay.
For hitting the ball on the move.
Should there be more? Should there be something financial?
It's probably an automatic ejection from the tournament.
I see.
Knowingly hitting a ball like that clowns it up.
Right.
Takes some ding on the integrity of the game.
Okay.
Phil didn't want to go to the bottom of the green because it would have been a mess trying to get it back up and hold it. It had rolled somewhere else. It was really, really hard. But Phil Mickelson, and he had a smile on his face, and the guy with him, a British guy, kind of portly, laughing. It just took away integrity. It took away the status of this major tournament.
Right.
And it was a mistake by Phil, for sure, not just in the game, but his legacy. It will take a hit forever because of that. And he's been a wonderful pro. But he should not have done this because he joked and laughed and it looked awful.
So what do you say on the mic after that round?
And I told Christian, I said, here's what I would have done. I would have come to the microphone, been extraordinarily serious, and said, ladies and gentlemen, I am without words how sorry I am and what a mistake I made. I am automatically withdrawing myself from the tournament because the game is way bigger than me.
Okay.
I made a huge mistake, and I ask for your forgiveness. It was wrong, and I am disgusted with myself, and I just want to say I am sorry. It was hard. There's no excuses. I made a mistake, and I am pulling myself out of this tournament to show the respect that it deserves.
That's interesting.
Probably would have cut the criticism a lot.
Yeah.
Afterwards, he came out and said, listen, you need to toughen up. I mean, I just did that, and I thought about doing it. It was better than going all the way down the hill. You guys need to toughen up. That's the wrong response.
Right.
Now you're confrontational.
I thought he used something strategic in wording.
No,
also.
It's called, I can't beat this golf course. It's kicking my butt. And I'm just going to joke around and slap it back, just like I would at putt-putt.
Right.
Wrong.
Right.
That's too bad. A guy golfs as well, a major champion, a guy of his level, the USGA wasn't going to have the guts to kick him out, and they should have. I mean, it's just wrong. He's joking around at something this big, and for golf fans, this is a big deal, and it was just wrong. So the only way out of that is to come to the microphone and just really wholeheartedly, with all your heart, apologize. And then whether he was disqualified or he himself withdrew, that would have probably cut the criticism a ton. Because everybody likes Phil Mickelson. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He made a real mistake to the game. He dinged the game. And again, this isn't just an amateur that got to the U.S. This is Phil Mickelson.
Right.
One of the great stars of the game.
Well, and they're saying now, if people do that in the future, are they going to call it, I'm pulling a full Phil Mickelson?
Well, and there'll be some people that probably will do that from time to time. They're out of the tournament. Youth that saw that, and all the kids that play golf saw that, and they have temper trouble, and they might do that and not care because Phil did it. It just... It's too bad is what it is.
Washington Post a few hours ago, Phil Mickelson's wife says he's a good man who had a bad moment after Saturday's snap.
But he needed to admit that.
That's right.
That's the problem, is when you get confrontational, it's a wrong call.
Yeah, this is Amy speaking, Phil.
And listen, and his people probably were there, his brother's on the bag, Tim Mickelson. So it's one of those deals where... Sometimes you feel a little bigger than the game, and it just isn't the case. And it's too bad, because I think Phil's a great guy, and has done a lot of great things, what he did was wrong, but his reaction was even further away from where he needed to be. All right, that's Phil Mickelson. Feel free to text in your thoughts, 359-2255, 359-2255. We're going to take our news next, local news after our Fox update.
That was his 48th birthday.
I know, on his birthday.
Saturday.
He did that on his birthday. new research shows ways to prevent Alzheimer's.
Oh, great.
I am all ears on that one.
Yeah, me too.
We'll touch on that story coming up next, 729. Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
Our customers are neighbors. For over 140 years, Busey has been proud to partner with our communities for purpose and progress. Busey backs our neighbors with a solid promise to reinvest in our communities one project at a time. We live where we loan because we want you to love where you live. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. He put out the report on the Hillary Clinton investigation, now that top DOJ official and the FBI director getting ready for a grilling by some senators.
Fallout is intensifying, and Inspector General will defend his findings as Director Ray is expected to defend the Bureau's credibility when they appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee this afternoon, as President Trump applies pressure on that FBI agent who claimed he'd, quote, stop him from taking office. The president tweeting, highest level of bias highest I've ever witnessed in any law enforcement officer.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The controversy over migrant children at the border, separated from families, is also leading some Republicans to join Democratic critics of the practice.
Some lawmakers believe the president is betting that by continuing to separate families, he'll gain political leverage in negotiations with Congress over a new immigration bill.
Fox's John Decker, Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating two weekend shootings in Champaign, but they do not believe the shootings are related. They happened about a half hour apart. WCIA says in one shooting, a 40-year-old man was shot at Beardsley Park, but should be okay. In another shooting, an 18-year-old was shot and flagged down a patrol officer. The intersection of East Illinois Street and South Weber Street will be closed to through traffic until 5 p.m. today. That is for a water main replacement project done by Deuce. Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating two weekend shootings in Champaign, but they do not believe the shootings are related. They happened about a half hour apart. WCIA says in one shooting, a 40-year-old man was shot at Beardsley Park, but should be okay. In another shooting, an 18-year-old was shot and flagged down a patrol officer. The intersection of East Illinois Street and South Weber Street will be closed to through traffic until 5 p.m. today. That is for a water main replacement project done by Deuce Construction for Illinois American Water Company. Access will be maintained to all properties along East Illinois Street and South Weber Street, but no through traffic will be allowed through the intersection during the project. Illinois looks good in a new teen driving safety survey. The Illinois News Network says Illinois ranked first in a new Wallet Hub survey when it came to distracted driving and texting while driving laws, plus DUI and driving while high laws. Illinois ranked fourth overall. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Weather brought to you by Timberworks. You need tree trimming, stump removal? They're based near Danville, but they do all of Central Illinois. Get a quote, 260-8522. Timberworks217.com is the website. 260-8522 for a free quote. They'll take your tree service to new heights.
Humidity at 94%. That's why there's this heat advisory with our high of 93. It could feel like 103. We've got a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, mainly after 5. Tuesday, we have a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 91, low 71. Wednesday's chance of rain at 50%, otherwise partly cloudy with a high 84, 80 on Thursday. A little more bearable. Right now, the temperature's at 76 on ESPN 93.5.
My texture about Phil Mickelson.
Let me get to that. I love Phil Mickelson, Stevie. He should have been disqualified, but now all the talk is getting ridiculous on Golic and Wingo here on ESPN 93.5 this morning. They were chastising Phil because of his gaffe and stealing the spotlight from other golfers who they thought should be the focus after the tournament. You know, my reaction is that Tiger has stolen the limelight from more deserving golfers over the last 20-plus years every time, even if he didn't play well. It is what it is.
Well, and every time Tiger plays in a tournament, it's not who's leading it, what'd Tiger do?
Exactly.
That's what it's been.
Right.
But if you win 80-some tournaments, it's kind of what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because there's all these, you know, will he ever win a major? Will he ever win another tournament? He's kind of grown into that where that's frankly all I want to know. If Tiger plays, I want to know how he did. So that's why everybody says, you know, so-and-so leads, but Tiger had, he's five back in Tiger Woods always, because people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good point. There's no question about that. Brooks Koepka, 2 years in a row, first one since Curtis Strange in 88-89. It's just really hard to win two U.S. Opens, and he made some putts, and it always comes down to putting. If you make some putts, and he saved a bogey, which was crazy good, 10, 15 feet away, it would have been a double. And he made bogey. Brooks Koepka is a really good golfer. He golfed with his buddy Dustin Johnson yesterday at the U.S. Open. Okay, so the immigration thing heating up. I don't know if I would separate the children from the parents.
Right. Putting kids in intermittent camps is an outrage to a texter.
Yeah, that's fine, and it kind of is. I don't blame that at all. But, again, it is so pathetic that we can't come up with a policy. And the Democrats are holding in line. The Republicans aren't getting it done because they got to have some Democrats. It's just ridiculous that for decades and decades, we can't somehow mediate that thing. Some on the right are saying, oh, it's amnesty. Folks, you got to go through the Reagan thing of the 80s. There's going to have to be some fixing of you can come out of the shadows, learn English, you must pay back taxes and or penalty money and make it a way, a path to a citizenship. That's what you're left with. You got too many people here. You don't open the borders. You must build a wall and or security of some type so that you don't have the flood of people. Open borders is chaos. And those who believe that are just wrong. You can't not, you have to have a, when we turned away people at Ellis Island because they had some sort of illness, is that American? Was that heartless? We turned them away. They got on the next boat out of here. How dare they? What kind of heartless country are we? We're a country of laws. If you do not follow the law or you choose not to, you're asking for chaos. You must come up with a system. They have a chance to vote on something tomorrow. I don't like separating children from their parents. I don't think it's necessary. Probably some gamemanship to get some policies done. I don't like it. But it's ridiculous that we're in this position and we can't fix it because on the right, you're amnesty. On the left, open borders. Come on, man. Fix it. Come in the middle. You can't deport 12 million people. And for those that don't want to come out of the shadows, you're out of here. You have a chance, and after that, you're out. Joe Alch down in Dallas, a cappella. Say again.
A cappella in home care.
Yeah, a cappella in home care. Joe Alch, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, fine. And this caught my attention. New research showing ways to prevent Alzheimer's. I believe we're all listening.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? There's staggering statistics. It is Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death right now in the United States, and 5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So 1 in 10 Americans over 65 have the disease. It's a staggering number of people. It's affecting, adult children, there are things we can do to slow it down.
Well, listen, and when it comes to Alzheimer's, with all due respect to everybody, it's not dying that worries me, it's living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure people, certainly I would rather die than go through Alzheimer's myself. I think most people would feel that way. Because it's terribly, it's a loss, but you're still here.
I know. And, my mother has Alzheimer's. She was diagnosed 6 years ago, and she would never, ever have wanted to be this burden to her family.
Yeah.
She would never want to do that. It's so sad. So there are things you can do. There is what's called the Mediterranean diet. In that area of the world, people live longer, their hearts are healthier. And the Mediterranean diet consists of leafy vegetables, nuts, olive oil, eating berries, cherries, whole grains, fatty fish, beans, poultry, and a limited amount of red wine. So that's like one glass a day. And they feel that combination of foods, it slows the cognitive decline.
Well, why don't we just do that then? I mean, they really found this to have some validity, huh?
They sure have. Mm. And, I think Americans we eat so unhealthy.
Yeah, I know.
The sugar, the white bread, so if we can just try to trick and train our bodies into eating healthier, I personally went on this diet with my mother with Alzheimer's several months ago. I've lost weight. I sleep better. I feel better. I have more energy. And, you are what you eat. So, just putting healthy foods like this in your body is just a win-win.
Are you afraid because your mom, does it make you think, gosh, Joe, you might have the same issues?
I am. I'll tell you, though, she had surgery and she was kept under a little too long. And when she came out, she said, I can't think of words.
Oh.
And that was like 6.5 years ago. Oh. So it's just been, it could still happen. We've just got to be grateful for every day, every healthy day we have. You never know. So you know, I want to be here for my children and grandchildren, and, you know, I'm going to do what the studies suggest.
Well, good for you. I love it. Where can people find more information about you and or the study?
You know what? Go to acapellainhomecare.com in Dallas. You know, if you have any questions, we've got a team of great people that can answer questions and help direct you in the right direction. And anyway, I just hope you all have a great day.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate it. Mediterranean diet, good tip. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Thank you. So she talked about leafies and all the nuts, and
we know
about all that.
I know it.
We just are awful at eating, and we're awful at our weight.
I'm trying to think if I've ever made fish at the house. I always order it when I'm out at a restaurant because I hardly ever do that at home.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
We made a lot of it last night because Grace had to take some.
Okay.
Because Gracie's been on this, you know, real strict diet for a long time for Miss Illinois, and now that she's competing, she's continuing, and so we make a lot of asparagus. Probably just follow what Grace eats. A lot of asparagus. We made a lot of tilapia last night.
Mm.
A lot of salmon.
Sounds wonderful.
She had a few bites of chicken.
Some steamed vegetables.
We kind of grill the asparagus to make it soft.
Nice.
But Charlie Brown's mother. Exactly. It's not, you know, it's one thing to not know, and it's one thing to know and not do. You know exactly what's causing your issues. And if you don't choose to do it, if you're, you know, really heavy, you've got to address it. If you're, got a really bad big gulp diet, you've got to address it. It's gonna pound you. And I don't know how I became this weird sugar advocate, anti-sugar advocate, but I know how bad it is based on research and how people look and feel, but when 71% of a country is overweight, we're just asking for more and more trouble.
Yeah.
Explore issues that matter most to your family, your financial future. Busey's got something called The Pillar, spring issue available now. Turn the pages to find a variety of resources and advice from Busey's experts. In fact, in the latest, refresh, renew, and restore your home with tips, including how maybe a Busey home equity loan or line of credit can help finance your fixes. Busey connects adults between health and wealth with expert advice on how to plan financially and physically for the long term. And after more than five decades of commitment and service to Busey, Vice Chairman Ed Charlo will retire. Busey recognizes his legacy of service excellence, and for a guy like Ed Charlo, it is a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's meant so much. He and Carol have been unbelievable stewards of our town. They've been most valuable citizens of Champaign County. They could win darn near every year, as far as I'm concerned, but they've just done a wonderful job. Busey's magazine, The Pillar, a great resource to readers in all life stages. From financial insights to investment trends, The Pillar covers topics that matter most to you. To read The Pillar or to request a copy of the magazine, visit the publications page in the Resource Center on Busey.com or stop by any of their convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. All right, 7:44. We're going to check our morning sports. That'll be coming up next.
Previously on Tank Harp.
What do you make of the 20-game Big Ten schedule?
I'm excited about it. I think that as the conference has grown, the chance to play more games within the league is fantastic. I think it serves to strengthen our brand. Obviously, we get one more home game, one more road game. We're going to take that home game. We're going to move it to Chicago, and that'll be our United Center game. It'll be a Big Ten opponent up in the Windy City, and hopefully people will come out and support it.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox, right here on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
All right, well, it was a Cub-Cardinals series that was going splendidly for the Cubbies.
Yes.
And they dominated. First two games, and the Cubs are the best team. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, and they should win at least the National League, I don't know if they can beat the American League powerhouses like the Red Sox, Yankees, Astros, Seattle. But the Cubs are, I think, everybody in their lineup is dangerous. I just think they're the best. So we'll see if they can convert. They're half a game out this morning to Milwaukee. Here we go with sports headlines.
And the Cubs will gear up for L.A. Dodgers now. Let's see. Tyler Chatwood to take the mound for our Cubbies. 7:05 first pitch heard on U.S. 105.9. St. Louis will be facing Philadelphia, who beat Milwaukee 10-9 yesterday. 6:05, you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
On the Cardinal pitching last night was excellent.
Was it ever, Mike, when you consider that in the first two games of the series, the Cubs outscored the Cardinals 19-8 and outhit the Redbirds 24-18. But last night, five Cardinal pitchers held the Cubs to only four hits and no runs. Reliever John Brebbia came on for the starter Jack Flaherty. Brebbia picked up his first Major League win. The Cardinals salvaged a game in the three-game series, 5-0.
5-0. They had 10 hits in the game, and it was another sellout. 46,214 paid to see it. It was the eighth sellout of the year for the Cardinals, the third in a row in this three-game series with the Cubs. Cardinals win at 5-0 on the air tonight with the Phillies at 5-10.
Speaking of the Cubs, we are working with All-Star second baseman Javier Baez and Pro Camps Worldwide, Welch's Fruit Snacks, looking for a kid between grades 1 through 8 to sign up to win this Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp experience July 19th. That giveaway is coming up on Friday, June 22nd. So if you'd like to nominate someone for this free camp experience, head to ESPNCU.com.
They think Javi is okay. Jack Flaherty hit Javier Baez last night in the tip of the elbow.
Ooh.
So complete numbness, and it's a contusion, but they were going to do an x-ray. He was on the ground after getting hit in the tip of the elbow with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. That would really, 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 really hurt.
Well, hopefully he'll be there July 19th for the game.
Well, he'll be there. He'll be there.
Not good for nominating the kids now.
I'm not going!
Detroit over the Chicago White Sox 3-1. That makes it their fifth straight win. Now the Chicago White Sox will face Cleveland, who beat Minnesota yesterday 4-1. College World Series had Arkansas over Texas 11-5, Texas Tech over Florida. That final was 6-3. There was a three-hour rain delay for Arkansas and Texas. What a drag. World Cup action, Mexico over Germany, Serbia over Costa Rica, and tied at one apiece, Brazil and Switzerland. More World Cup action in soccer today. Locally, the golf, Derek Minehart, congratulations. That's his third title on the orange and blue course. And we had our second consecutive U.S. Open winner in Brooks Koepka with 2 under 68.
Yeah, and congratulations, Mike Wallner, and all the people at the U of I who got that golf course ready to go following just a horrific storm a week ago yesterday that felled a lot of trees, and they cleaned it up. You wouldn't have known it. We noticed some tree tops and some stumps and stuff, It thinned out the orange course quite a bit. But way to go getting it ready, and congratulations, Darren Meinhardt, one of the better golfers in the region. David Keenan, who won at Parkland College a national championship as an individual, he was second. I believe Tim Haas Jr. was third. But again, your normal guys at the top. Christian and I walked, and I think we were the only two. Nobody else was walking and carrying like we were.
Right.
And
I mean, with the heat, golf cart is the right choice.
Well, I think it probably is. But, you know, there's something about walking.
Okay.
And so we did it. I mean,
Legend of Bagger Vance going on.
Yeah, exactly. Because Bagger didn't have a lot of advice, really, except, on life and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, I didn't have much advice for Christian. I just kind of held his bag.
Okay.
And said, here, what do you think? And then, but to hear Christian talk about the shot, it's fascinating.
Okay.
Way deeper than I ever would, you're looking at the treetops, thinking of the incline of 5 feet, and you got to count for the wind on the left or the right in about 5-10 miles an hour, and then you use that clubbed up. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Wow.
The knowledge there is so deep. And by the way, he played fine. I mean, I think he finished 17th or something. I think he shot a couple of 78s, but he had not played 18 holes since the national championship in Arizona 14 months ago. He'd not played 18 holes.
Was he on the Parkland team at that time?
Yeah, that was the last time he played. 18 holes was Saturday, Sunday. He hadn't played in 14 months, so he did pretty well. The ball was going different places that we hadn't been before.
Right.
But he did a great job. It was
he had to factor in the humidity and all that,
Everything. But anyway, it was great just the walking, just the being with him and hanging out with him. Just a great time. Just loved it.
Good stuff for Dad's Day, Stevie?
Okay, don't forget this Friday. I'll be a value check to grocery store.
That's right.
It'll be out there near Planet Fitness and La Bamba and Garcia's. Glen Park Drive from 7 to 9 this Friday morning. I'll be in there probably, I'm thinking, produce because that's where people walk in.
Okay.
And then I'll direct you to the back of the store where you'll find the eggs and the milk.
Excellent.
10 cents for a gallon of milk on Friday between 7 and 9 while I'm there. At 9 o'clock, they shut the door.
And a dime for the dozen of eggs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, dozen eggs for a dime. And milk for a dime. Sugar Busters, only a nickel for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You have to bring your certificate and prove it?
No. Honor system. And anyway, if you come out Friday morning to value check.
Limit 5, please.
It's called Cost Plus Food. Supplies are limited. 5 gallons of milk, 5 cartons of eggs, $1.
Nice.
You gotta budget that into your time. That's why we're talking about it so early.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd come at 7. You can get to work still, get home, put the milk in the fridge, all that.
Probably can do that at work.
Oh, yeah.
Put your name on it.
5 gallons stuff in the fridge at work.
Exactly.
Yeah. They'll love you.
Having milkshakes.
We will check your weather forecast here coming up next. Shop CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated online, cmiclean.com. Or 359-6262. Need laundry services for your business? CMI can help. Most importantly, CMI is getting great results for their clients. Are you discarding a lot of linen because of staining issues? Is your linen rough and not soft? CMI can work with you on controlling your costs by using the state-of-the-art dispensing system. I've seen that work at the iHotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They also offer monthly service reports, checking the pH of the linens, the dispensers, and they'll make sure you have minimal rewashing. Save money. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks, their team, CMI, serving all of Central Illinois. CMIclean.com for more information.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. All right, let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 today, and a heat advisory until 7 with a heat index that could rise up to 104 degrees with the humidity at 94% today. Our high, 93, down to 73. 40% chance of scattered showers in the forecast Tuesday. High 91, low 71. Mid-80s Wednesday, 80 on Thursday, but this 50% chance of showers is with us. Right now, the temperature's at 76, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I mentioned we started Stevie J Travel because we love travel. We've done so many trips with groups, and that's what we're going to focus on is group travel. And we've got a really cool schedule we're building, and we're going to actually have a launch on July 31 at the iHotel. And we'll invite you, and I'll tell you and remind you as we get closer to that date. But Larry Canfer's going to Ireland, and there's only like 4 more spots.
Oh, okay.
Somebody signed up over the weekend. And if you want to go see the Emerald Isle, I mean, it is stunning. I've been there. It's September, and it's a wonderful 10-day trip, and it's crafted around Labor Day, so you only miss 4 days of work.
That's right.
So it's really doable. And it's called Larry Canfer Off the Beaten Path, mm-hmm. and it's essentially nooks and corners that Larry wanted to do, and every destination has been handpicked by Larry, including in living room with a private concert from one of the world's greatest piano players, David Syme.
Wow.
In his home in Northern Ireland.
With his wife serving some pie.
Pie and cake and all the treats. He says that they come for the music, they come back for my wife's pies. So if you want to jump on, you can go to steviejtravel.com and take a look. We're also going to Asia. My family will host that in January. You can take a peek, but a whole bunch coming up. We're excited about Mary Beth Karasik, formerly a director of the Busey Pillar Club, and led all those Busey trips. She's joined us. We're excited about that. Bill Owen, who has booked over $200 million in travel, is our chief booking agent guy that knows how to do all the details. So it's all about people. We got some good ones. Check it out and jump on with Larry. You're going to love Larry and Elena, and they're going to be wonderful tour guides. And we got Carolyn, who's been on my show before, about the wonderful accent that they carry in Ireland, which you've got to love.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to run over to Honda BMW later today because I'm kind of a groupie over there. It's weird because I do look at their BMW showroom because they talk about dropping spaghetti and eating crisscross applesauce off the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be doggone it, but I mean, every time.
It's very clean.
It's very clean. They must clean it every
night. That's why they got the 5-star award.
Well, they got the Honda President's Award, meaning and the hoops you jump through, and Ben Quattrone has shared those with me. I don't know how you even get that.
Right.
You have to be 90-some% on all the customary feedback. I mean, everything.
I know for us in broadcasting, it's like, do we really want to do all this paperwork for these awards? Nah, let's just... we don't have to do all that.
It's really good to know you have a top 10 dealer for Honda in the country right here at Neil off Burwash. Go check them out. Stop by today. Buy something from them. Listen, they want you, and they want you to be part of their business for a long time. They're going to treat you right. Mm-hmm. Craig does a great job in the Honda side. Ken over in the BMW side, they're great people. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. It's Honda BMW, the official provider of Miss Illinois' Honda Civic for 2018.
Christian advising Miss Illinois
last week.
Paper
news
in front of the paper.
News Gazette had that. Anyway, it's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.